Tonight's shir, Simekuf Peches, Sif Aleph through He. Simekuf Peches, Nusach Bracha Shlishis, the Nusach of the third Bracha, Vidine Birchas Amozen B'Shabbos, and then we get into the halachas of benching on Shabbos, V'hat Toyeh B'Birchas Amozen, and someone who makes a mistake in the benching. Sif Aleph. Acher Shechosam B'nei Yerushalayim, after the conclusion of the Bracha B'nei Yerushalayim, Yaneh Amen, Acher Birchas Atzmo. He will answer Amen after his own bracha, v'pnei shehisiyum habrachos diaraisa, because this marks the end of the Torah brachas, the brachas diaraisa. Da tov hametiv ena diaraisa. The bracha of tov hametiv was instituted in Yavne, it's not diaraisa. Mishnah Berurah sifkat on aleph v'pnei shehisiyum v'chulu. We answer Amen because it's the end of that section. Ayin l'kamon sim reish tezvav. If you look in the reish tezvav, those are all the halachas of answering Amen. And when there are some shittas that you do answer Amen after your own brachas, they're also siyumim, ends of specific sections. Se'if beis. Amen zeh yomeinu b'lachash. The Amen after B'nei Yerushalayim should be said silently, quietly. Kadesh l'yargishu. Shabirchas Atova Meitiv in a diaraisa. You don't want to show, you shouldn't feel that the Bracha Atova Meitiv is not minatar. V'yazal's the Bar, people come to treat it lightly. The Mar says, V'nir the Dafka Kish Mavarch Levado. It would seem that's if you're benching alone. Vein Oinen Amen Achashar Brachos, and you're not answering Amen after the other Brachos, and you're answering Amen after this one, it doesn't look good, say it quietly. Avol Kishem Mizamnin Oinen Olov Kishar Amen, Shonal Brachos Veshonis. If you have a mezumin, they're going to answer amen to that bracha like they answer to all the other brachas. Even though the mevarach himself is answering amen, but still not so apparent. Since others are answering amen with him. That's the minig in our medinos la'amah b'kol ram. To say the amen out loud, afil hamavarach atzmo kishem mezamnim. Even the Mavarach himself, when there's a Muzumin. For Ulai, who may high time? Maybe this is the reason why. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Base. V'nira the Davka v'chulu. The Ramah says, you would think this is if you're benching by yourself. V'yesh miyashvin ha-minig mitamacher. Others explain the minig to say it out loud with a different reason. Shal chashul azil zil baruch revias. We're not worried about deprecating the fourth bracha. El b'yameim. It was a problem in the time of the Gemara. The workers would get up and go back to work after they heard the Amen of the Bracha B'Yishlayim. The Chacham said, you don't have to say the fourth Bracha, because you are incurring a loss to the fellow who hired you. So the day laborers would stop benching after B'nei Yerushalayim. Then it became a zizel. So then they said, say it quietly, say the amen quietly, so the workers won't hear. Because if it's out loud, they're going to notice this bracha is not the araisa, and they'll treat it less. Even when it's not a case of work and loss to the balabos. But today, the workers say all four brachas. We learn this in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Therefore, in Lachos Zeh, therefore not worried about a potential zilzal. Well, if Fitam Zeh, in this reasoning, whether a person is benching with a mezumin, whether he's benching by himself, Yochalanos Amen B'kol Rom. He could say this Amen out loud. V'chumaduma Shkenim Minig. I think if you look around, that is the common practice. Lo yoimar b'nei Yerushalayim amen b'neshima achas. Do not say b'nei Yerushalayim amen in one breath. Rak yamtin ketsas achataivus Yerushalayim. You should pause a little bit after the word Yerushalayim. V'achakach yom amen, and then you say amen. Kadesh lo yehimash mashagama amen misim bracha. You don't want it to appear that the amen is part of the bracha. Now the notes point out, you can't delay too long either. Because if you delay more than tochei de dibur, it's an amen yisoyma. So, Amen Yisoma is not just on someone else's bracha, you know, my own bracha. So you can't have a tochei de dibur hefsek. So this yamtim ketzas is literally a very short break. Just don't read it straight in a row as if it's part of the bracha, because it's not. The Amen is separate. But you can't have a long delay either. Se'iv Gimel. It's necessary to say in the bracha of Rachem the malchus of Beis David. You should not mention any other malchus. And if someone were to say umalchus Beis David shichecha, he wants to put Hashem's malchus together with malchus Beis David. Tell you that's a mistake. You don't want to compare the malchus on earth to the malchus in Shemayim. We also don't say the words Avinu Malkeinu in the bracha. The Ramah says V'yesh Om. Some say the Avkesh Om Yal V'yavo. Even if you say Yal V'yavo, it's inappropriate. Lo Yisayim. You shouldn't conclude Melech Hanun V'rachum. El Yedalig Milsmach. Leave out the word Melech. Usvar Nechonu. It's a nice svar. It's a good svar. Avol Avishin Dogim. But we don't do that. The Ma'aser we do say Melech Hanun V'rachum Yal V'yavo. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Gimel, Shum Malchus Acher. We mentioned Malchus Beistah, but no other Malchus. Hainu, Kohen Hod Mesayim Rechalik Hamei, like the Shulchan Aruch describes afterwards, no mention of Malchus. So if Kohen Dalt V'Oyme V'Chul, if he were to say Malchus Echa U Malchus Beistah, it's a mistake. Tzerech L'Oymer, the wording should be L'chein Ha'Omer. Therefore, the one who says Malchus Echa Malchus, that is the Torah's also. So it's not two separate thoughts. It's l'chein, therefore, o'imachuscha is making a mistake. Sifkan hey, avinu malkeinu. We don't say avinu malkeinu. Eliyomu, rather we say avinu re'enu, without the word malkeinu. Va'avogav de'enu o'im b'yachad mamish in malchus b'yachad mamish, even if it's not together with malchus b'yachad David. K'malkam kivin de'b'chad b'chun, nonetheless, it's the same bracha. Lav orich aretz, not derech eretz. Lav kuri malchus d'shmai, to mention malchus shmayim, it's a Malchus of Basavadam together with Malchus of Basavadam. Sivkah involved, it's a good svara not to say Melech Hanun V'rach Menyal Aviyavu, but that's not the meaning. Avalu Isi V'chudu. V'achronim Kos, with Tom was there. V'achronim give a reason. Why do we say Melech Hanun V'rachim? Kimin de'inyin b'fnei atzma l'gami. The Yal Aviyavu is a totally separate topic. Lo kapdinim b'zeh. So it doesn't bother us. V'oymosa, and we say Melech Hanun, similar to the way we say in Shmoneh Esrei. L'chein ein l'mchos b'yachad nogin. So we're not going to make a mechon. No, the Yal V'yavu is the same nusach as Shmoneh Esrei in benching. And in Shmoneh Esrei is perfectly fine. So therefore we say the same nusach. We don't make any adjustments for Birchas Hamazon. Siv Dalet. Nusach bracha zu poseach bo rachem Hashem Elokeinu. You begin the bracha with the words rachem Hashem Elokeinu. Or alternatively, nachameinu Hashem Elokeinu. V'chosim bo, the conclusion is Bonei Yerushalayim. Or Menachem Sion Bevin Yerushalayim. V'ein l'shas ha'nusach m'shavas ha'chol. Now whatever nusach you use, it's the same nusach Shabbos and weekday. T'bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, o'im nusach echas. It's the same version of the bracha, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. The Ramah says v'yesh o'im, some say, the o'im in Bonei v'rachem of Yerushalayim, to add the word b'rachem of between Bonei and Yerushalayim. V'chein nohagin, that is our minik. Mr. Bruce of Konzain, O Nachamenu. You could start off with Nachamenu. Hainu Nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yerushalayim Yirecha U'B'Tzion Mishkan Kavodecha U'Malchus Beis Dom Shichecha B'Yis HaGol HaKadosh V'Chulu. I'm not sure why he has to do the whole Nusach, but basically just replacing Rachem with Nachamenu. Sivkon Ches V'Chosim Bo, and you'll conclude Bonei Yerushalayim or Menachem Tzion. Miloshen Zev Mashma, the language implies Sha'af and Pasach Berachem, even if you start with the word Rachem, Mutulachdom, you could conclude B'Menachem. Va'af She'ena Chasimam, Eina Psichamash, even though the conclusion is not exactly similar to the introduction, less than, but it doesn't bother us. Da'kloponim Ha'inyan Echad, because it's still one basic concept. Aval Yesh Me'achronim Shemachmim B'Zeh, but there are Achronim who are strict. V'Soyiv, and they hold that is made of psichamamish, that it has to be the same. So if you start Rachem, you don't end off with Menachem Tzion. If you start with Nachamein, you can end off with Menachem Tzion. Mishnah Berurah of Karantas, V'ein L'Shas V'Chulu, we don't change the Nusach between Shabbos and weekday. But it's allowing me to say, Dem Oyma B'chol, if on weekday you say Rachem, then Yom B'Shabbos, Gam Kin Rachem, they say Rachem on Shabbos too. Even though you're not supposed to demand things you need and ask on Shabbos, this is different. The Toifes Bracha Kachi Tomit. This is the wording of the Bracha on a regular basis, so therefore we don't consider it as if I'm making a special request on Shabbos. V'gam kol harachamon yochalom b'Shabbos, and similarly you could say the harachamon is on Shabbos, even though that's not the version of the bracha that the Chacham instituted, since it's become commonplace, the meaning to everyone says it, whenever we bench, we add the harachamans, it became as if that was the wording of the bracha to begin with, and again, we don't say you're asking for special things on Shabbos. Sivka yud nuscha echos, it's one nusach Shabbos and weekday. V'hagro kosev, the Vilna Gaon writes, she ikar k'harif, that the ikar locha is like the rif, she b'chol yom on a weekday to say rachem na, kimin hagen like arminig, v'b'shabbos yom menachemenu, on Shabbos yinachemenu, v'mesayim menachem k'lein end the brach with menachem. Hold that way. Mr. After we add Barachimov. Mishum Dechsib, because the Pasuk says, Shafti Yushalayim Barachimim V'Gomer. Return to Yushalayim with Rachimonis. V'Gam, also, Me'ach Shehishil B'Tchilis HaBrocha Barachim, since we began the Baruch with Rachim, Misayim Nami Barachimim. Makes sense to end with Rachimim. That the conclusion is identical to the beginning. When we come back and look, everyone agrees this is not ma'akiv. Look at my sarav. He says just to say Bar Yishlaim Amen without Barachimov. So if hey, b'Shabbos oimibo, on Shabbos we add in the bracha ritzei v'hachlitzenu. Ubershchoidish v'yontif v'cholosh amoyed we add oimer yal v'yavam. V'mchal echan on Shabbos if Rosh Chodesh or Yontif or Chol HaMoed came out on Shabbos, then we do both. Oimer Ritzei Rach Litzeinu, V'achach Yal V'Yavah. First you say Ritzei, then we add Yal V'Yavah. Ve'inu Maske Shol Shabbos B'Yal V'Yavah. Now when you say Yal V'Yavah, there's no mention of Shabbos, even when it occurs on Shabbos. V'lo Shal Yontif or Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh B'Ritzei Rach Litzeinu. And if it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos, Yontif or Chol HaMoed, we don't put into Ritzei any mention of the Yontif or Rosh Chodesh either. They're independent of each other, and we don't overlap them. We don't put a Yontif mentioned in Ritzei, we don't put a Shabbos mentioned in Yal V'Yavah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kahn Yud Beis. Omer Bo. We say in this bracha Ritzei, Lefisha Hazkarazu, this mentioning of Shabbos, V'chein Yal V'Yavah, Heim Bakashas Rachamim. We're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're asking for Rachmanis. Kevaum Bevirchas Bnei Yishlayim, therefore belongs in Bnei Yishlayim. Shehi Gam Kein Bakashas Rachamim, because we ask for Rachamim there too. But we don't put it in Odelucha. That's thanks. Bakash doesn't belong in Hodah. And if he did say Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo in Birchas Ha'aretz, lo yatsa, he won't be yatsa. But Tzarich Lachzor L'Haskir, but he has to say it again when he gets to Rachim in Bnei Yishlayim. Sifgan Yigilma Ach Yal V'Yavo. If Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh occur together, Shabbos and Yontif, you do both Ritzei and then Yal V'Yavo. Ritzei first, Yal V'Yavo second. Nesha Shabbos hu Tadir, because Shabbos is the one that occurs more often. The Kaim L'Vachamakim we hold all over. Tadir Kodim. You always put the one that's more common first. U'bidiyavid Himhechlef, but if Bidiyavid you did Yal V'Yavo before Ritzei, V'Vadai Yatsa. Certainly he is Yatsa. Mr. Bruce of Kodin Yudal, B'Yal V'Yavo. We don't mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavo. Da'kvar Hiska Shabbos Ritzei. We mention Shabbos in Ritzei. V'lom Yachsav Hiska, and why do it again? Why mention the second time? Sifkan Tesor, Birtsei Vachisein, we don't mention Yontif in Ritzei. Ta Tiknos and Nusuf of Ne'atzmo, there's a separate Nusuf, Yal V'Yavo. V'Lamiach Benefayim, why would we repeat it? So you didn't mention it yet. When he's doing Ritzei, you didn't mention Yontif yet. But you're going to mention it in a minute. So why double up? And Rav Chaim kept the two paragraphs distinct from each other without any overlap.